Welcome back, Tyler Dreiling and Brennan Mintz, with you until 6 o'clock. K-State tips off at 8 o'clock against the Baylor Bears in the Big 12 quarterfinals. The game that's coming up next in Kansas City is West Virginia and Texas, so the winner of that game will move on to face either Baylor or K-State tomorrow. That game will also be at 8 o'clock, so if K-State is able to win tonight, it'll be another late game tomorrow for a spot in the Big 12 championship game. Want to give a shout-out to the K-State baseball team, even though I really should be angry at them for keeping me off the air this week. This is the first show of the week because of K-State baseball being played in the middle of the afternoon, both on Tuesday and yesterday, but they get wins against Northwestern State 16-4 and 19-9. They've now won seven games in a row, averaging 10.3 runs per game. Over that stretch, they're sitting at 11-2 on the season, just off to a very impressive start. That also, of course, includes the no-hitter over the weekend, the program's first no-hitter in quite some time, and it's looking up for K-State baseball. Now, I will say that the last five games that they have played were against teams that they should beat. I'm talking about Eastern Illinois and Northwestern State, but even before that, in their 6-2 start, being able to knock off number four South Carolina, get a win against Ohio State, they've been impressive, and it'll be fun to see what they're able to do the rest of the season. They've got UC Riverside coming in for three games starting tomorrow. Tomorrow's game starts at 1 o'clock from Toyton Family Stadium. The game on Saturday is at 4:30, and then 1 o'clock on Sunday. At least that's what the schedule is showing right now. We'll have to see what happens with the game on Saturday. I know, Brennan, you were just talking about the weather. And
actually, what happened with that is that is now a doubleheader. Tomorrow there's going to be no Saturday game,
okay.
So don't plan on going out to Toyton on Fake Paddy's Day to schedule to snow that day. There will be a doubleheader at 1 o'clock tomorrow. First pitch, second game will presumably be about half an hour following the conclusion of game one, and then Sunday game will go on as scheduled at 1 o'clock first pitch.
Okay. That is that new news? I had not seen that yesterday.
That came through today.
It was today. Okay.
Yes, I was informed of that about 2 hours ago or so.
And that's you said the doubleheader is tomorrow, so that's
tomorrow.
And start times are
1 o'clock and then half an hour following the conclusion.
Okay, so there's no show tomorrow then.
No.
I guess. Okay.
Yeah, this is our only show
of the
week.
Only show
of the
week.
Only show of the week. 20 minutes.
And we only have one of the three main people. We don't have John and we don't have Mitch. All right, so we're just turning this into a weekly program now on News Radio KMAN. But yeah, anyway, K-State will have UC Riverside for three games this weekend. It'll be an increase in competition. I think that they can win those three games, but they are going to be facing some much better pitching than they have seen over the last week and a half or so. The Big 12 in general, though, in baseball has been really competitive thus far. The last time I checked, Kansas was the only team in the Big 12 that had a record below 500. Everyone's been really solid so far for the most part, and you had Baylor that went like 12-0 or something like that before they lost their first game. So it's going to be a competitive year in the Big 12 baseball-wise. But K-State says, don't forget about us. We want to be in this conversation. And so far, they have done the work to do just that. That's going to finish off our very shortened Hour 1. We're going to get much more in-depth in Hour 2 with everything at the Big 12 tournament, including K-State and Baylor tonight. We'll also be joined by Mitch Fortner, who's going to call in and give us an update on what's going on down in Wichita in the other quarterfinal that will determine who Manhattan High who the girls are going to play tomorrow afternoon. And we will dig into K-State and Baylor. Would a win lock up K-State's spot in the NCAA tournament? We'll answer that question next on The Game on News Radio KMAN.